What is inattentive ADHD? Inattentive ADHD is a form of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, where the main difficulties are linked with organization, attention, task completion, memory, and distractibility, rather than obvious hyperactivity. In people with inattentive ADHD traits, the brain works differently and affects impulse control, concentration, and sitting still. A common stereotype is that ADHD means being visibly hyperactive, disruptive, or unable to sit still. But inattentive ADHD can be much less visible. A person may appear quite quiet, dreamy, and compliant, while internally struggling to sustain attention, organize work, or to just keep up with daily demands. What is autism? Autism is a lifelong developmental difference in how someone's brain processes social information, sensory input, communication, change, and patterns. It can bring strengths, challenges, or both, depending on the person and their environment. It is called a spectrum because autistic people's experiences can be very different. Some autistic people live independently, some need occasional support, and some need substantial lifelong support. For example, one autistic person may speak fluently but struggle with sensory overload and social exhaustion. Another may be non-speaking and need support with daily living, while another may be highly independent but find employment, relationships, or change very difficult. Autism is legally recognized as a disability because the world is often not designed around autistic needs. And this provides protection and rights under the Equality Act 2010. Key similarities between inattentive ADHD and autism. Key similarities between inattentive ADHD and autism often appear in the subtle spaces of daily life, in autistic children who show autistic traits alongside diagnosed ADHD, in the effort it takes to maintain focus, read social cues, manage executive functioning, and move through emotional dysregulation with support rather than shame. Because these experiences can overlap, some people may receive a dual diagnosis, helping them better understand that their attention, emotions, communication, and sensory needs are not failures, but different patterns of processing the world. Difficulties with focus and attention. Sometimes the mind is not empty, not lazy, not refusing, but crowded. A task is waiting, but the writing of the pen is so loud. A deadline is close, but the brain has opened 6 doors at once and cannot tell which one leads to the beginning. For an inattentive ADHD brain, attention may drift, scatter, and vanish from the important thing, fastening itself on something immediate, interesting, novel, or urgent. But for an autistic person, focus may also move differently, sometimes deep, precise, absorbed, and difficult to interrupt, and sometimes blocked by sensory input, uncertainty, social processing, or the effort of appearing attentive. Let's say a person, X, is in a meeting. She is not looking at the speaker, but the corner of the table while rolling a smooth stone between her fingers and occasionally writing one word in her notebook. Someone assumes she is disengaged, but she feels forced to sit still, to make eye contact and look attentive, and in most cases, fidgeting is considered as a distraction. Focus may need the right doorway. Executive function challenges. There is a particular kind of pain in knowing what needs to be done and still being unable to move toward it. In most cases, wanting is not the same as starting, and in time, one's mental health might be affected. Executive function is the bridge between intention and action, planning, starting, sequencing, switching, remembering, prioritizing, and finishing. In inattentive ADHD, executive difficulties may look like losing the thread, underestimating time, forgetting steps, starting late, missing details, or being unable to sustain effort unless something is urgent or interesting. In autism, they may show difficulty with transitions, uncertainty, changes to routine, sequencing, overwhelm, or getting stuck once attention has landed. In both, the outside can misread the inside: lazy, dramatic, not trying, careless. ADHD can involve executive dysfunction that hampers domestic labor, followed by more guilt, more shame, more self-hatred, sensory processing differences. Sensory differences are strongly associated with autism, but are also seen alongside people with an ADHD diagnosis. Sensory processing difficulties often, though not always, exist with diagnoses such as ADHD, autism, and learning disabilities. The overlapping traits can look contradictory from the outside. Someone may seek stimulation and flee from it, need music to focus, but be undone by someone else's music. Someone may need movement, pressure, chewing, spinning, tapping, and also need silence. Autistic people may be much more or much less sensitive to sensory experiences, may seek out, avoid, or become overwhelmed by sounds, lights, smells, tastes, and textures, and may experience sensory overload when too much input arrives. Key differences between inattentive ADHD and autism. A person can be inattentive ADHD, autistic, both ODHD, neither, or somewhere still being understood. ADHD and autism frequently co-occur and can share traits such as social communication differences, behavioral patterns, and attention style. Social communication. Inattentive ADHD often says, "I was with you, then my attention slipped through a side door." Autism often says, "I am communicating, but not always in the dialect you expected." In inattentive ADHD, social difficulties often grow from attention regulation. Losing the thread, forgetting to reply, zoning out mid-story, missing part of what was said, seeming inconsistent. In autism, social communication differences are more central. Interpreting eye contact, gesture, turn, taking small talk, implied meaning, tone, specific interests, social interactions may feel confusing, effortful, overwhelming behavioral patterns. Inattentive ADHD often says, "I need structure, but my mind keeps wriggling out of it." Autism often says, "Structure is not a cage, it is a bridge that lets me cross the day." In inattentive ADHD, patterns may look like unfinished projects, lost items, time blindness, task avoidance, inconsistent routines, forgotten admin, difficulty sustaining effort. In autism, behavioral patterns often include routine, predictability, repetitive patterns, self-regulating behaviors, focused interests, sensory needs, attention style. Inattentive ADHD often says, "My attention is not absent, it is weather." Autism often says, "My attention is a deep well. Please do not call it narrow because it is profound." In inattentive ADHD, the central issue is often regulating attention. Not enough focus for boring tasks, too much focus on stimulating ONEs, difficulties starting, difficulties switching, and uneven performance. In autism, attention may gather around specific interests, patterns, systems, details, sensory input, or predictability. Can someone have both inattentive ADHD and autism? Yes, a person can have autism and ADHD. At the same time, including the predominantly inattentive presentation of ADHD. This is sometimes informally called ODHD, although the formal wording is usually a co-occurring or dual diagnosis of autism and ADHD. Studies suggest that autism and ADHD co-occur at high rates and share overlapping experiences, including executive functioning differences, sensory differences, emotional dysregulation, social challenges, and intense focus. For adults, this can be especially confusing because inattentive ADHD may look like forgetfulness, disorganization, difficulty starting tasks, or losing focus, while autism may involve social communication differences, sensory needs, strong routines, or difficulty with change. When both are present, one can mask or complicate the other. For example, an autistic adult may rely on routines to feel regulated, while inattentive ADHD makes those routines hard to maintain. A proper diagnosis usually requires trained healthcare professionals who understand both ADHD and autism. ADHD and autism assessments and diagnoses should be made by an appropriately qualified healthcare professional, based on a full clinical and psychosocial assessment across everyday settings. Challenges of being misunderstood or misdiagnosed. When inattentive ADHD and autism are misunderstood, a person can spend years being described from the outside: lazy, dramatic, rude, anxious, careless, too sensitive, not trying hard enough. But inside, the story may be very different. It may be a nervous system asking for clarity, a brain trying to hold too many threads, or a person masking so well that their struggle becomes invisible. Overlapping symptoms leading to confusion. The overlap can feel like standing at a crossroads where every sign points in two directions. A person may miss social cues because they are autistic, and reading the room feels like decoding a language without subtitles. Another may miss social cues because inattentive ADHD pulled their attention away at the crucial moment. Someone may seem withdrawn because social interaction is sensory heavy and exhausting. Someone else may seem withdrawn because years of being corrected taught them to stay quiet. Both autism and ADHD can involve executive functioning difficulties, emotional dysregulation, sensory sensitivities, social strain, burnout, and uneven focus. Impact of late or missed diagnosis. People with co-occurring ADHD and autism may be passed from service to service, delaying access to appropriate treatment and support, sometimes for many years. It also states that accurate and timely diagnoses and appropriate interventions can improve outcomes across the lifespan. There can be relief. So that's why. There can be grief. Why did nobody see it sooner? There can be anger. How different could life have been with support? There can also be tenderness. Maybe I was never broken. Maybe I was unsupported. Late or missed diagnosis can affect education, work, relationships, mental health, confidence, and identity. It can lead people to internalize labels such as careless, difficult, selfish, oversensitive, or underachieving. It can also mean that support is aimed at the visible distress, such as anxiety or depression, while the underlying neurodevelopmental needs remain unseen. A proper diagnosis cannot rewrite the past, but it can soften it. It can turn self-blame into self-knowledge. Support and management strategies. Support for people with inattentive ADHD, autism, or both, works best when it begins with acceptance rather than correction. The aim is not to make someone appear less neurodivergent, but to understand how their attention, communication, sensory needs, routines, emotions, and environment interact. From there, support can become personal, built around the person's strengths, daily rhythms, relationships, health, social needs, and hopes for the future. Encouraging acceptance and personalized support. Acceptance is the quiet turning point where support stops asking, "How do we fix this person?" and begins asking, "What does this person need to feel safe, understood, and able to grow?" For someone with inattentive ADHD, this might mean practical support with structure, reminders, transitions, planning, and emotional regulation. For an autistic person, it might mean predictable routines, sensory-aware environments, clear communication, and time to process. For someone with both, support may need to hold two truths at once: the need for structure and the need for flexibility. Unique community services approach reflects this kind of person-centered thinking. We tailor our support to people's needs and interests, delivered by flexible, highly trained care teams for people with health and social care needs, including autism and learning disability support, complex care, supported living, transitional support, epilepsy support, and sensory impairment support. Personalized support with unique community services. For autistic people, inattentive ADHD, complex health needs, or co-occurring conditions, support may need to reach beyond therapy sessions and into ordinary life. The home, the community, relationships, routines, meals, medication, transitions, and moments of uncertainty. At Unique Community Services, we provide specialized, person-centered care in people's own homes for those with multiple ongoing health and social needs. Our support brings together clinical care, trauma-informed practice, positive behavior support, occupational therapy, environmental adaptations, and family and community involvement, helping each person feel safer, more understood, and more connected to the life they want to live. Discover William's journey with Unique Community Services. Contact us FAQSDO. People with inattentive ADHD talk a lot? Sometimes, but not always. People with inattentive ADHD may talk a lot if they are excited, anxious, trying to organize their thoughts out loud, or deeply engaged in a topic. Others may be quiet, distracted, or withdrawn. Talking a lot is more commonly linked with hyperactive or combined ADHD, but it can still happen with inattentive ADHD. What is it like to have inattentive ADHD and autism? Having inattentive ADHD and autism can feel like needing both structure and freedom. At the same time, you may struggle to maintain focus, manage routines, read social cues, or cope with sensory overwhelm, while also having deep interests, strong emotions, creative thinking, and a unique way of seeing the world. It is not a failure to fit in. It is a different pattern of processing, needing personalized support, acceptance, and understanding. What are the strengths of people with inattentive ADHD and autism? People with inattentive ADHD and autism often have strengths such as deep focus on meaningful interests, creative problem solving, strong pattern recognition, honesty, empathy, attention to detail, original thinking, and a powerful sense of fairness. When supported in the right environment, these strengths can become confidence, independence, specialist knowledge, and meaningful contribution.